Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. Welcome to another episode of a Dad's Path podcast. I'm Will Bronstein. Today we're going to talk about counting. One, that's two. But what happens when you reach three? I didn't know that a literal training program had been created on the topic, since why do you need a book on counting to three? But among other questions, what happens when you reach three? So as a clinical psychologist, Dr. Thomas Phelan came to a simple conclusion. Parents talk too much. Essentially, the idea is kids have short attention spans, especially when in the middle of a tantrum. And parents tend to treat kids if they're adults, ready to sit down and have a grown-up conversation about their feelings. But kids are still developing their ability to express their feelings. And that's why simplicity rules. When your child isn't listening or is taking wrong actions, you start counting from one to three. And once you finish counting, if your child is still fighting following your instruction, you have a consequence that you should establish. This system provides a set of consistent behaviors, both for parents and children. You know what to do once the kid starts arguing, and instead of engaging, you start counting. Your child will know what happens after the count reaches three. So here's how to effectively use the 1-2-3 magic. First, don't say anything else except, that's one, that's two, and that's three. When you begin counting, you should have a calm attitude without showing frustration, anger, or disappointment on your face. After a timeout, you should carry on with the day as usual. When your child has destructive behavior like hitting, the count can go straight to three and timeout, or the appropriate discipline. In those cases, you must take the time to explain to your children or child why this behavior is unacceptable and why you do the usual count to three. And finally, you need to stay focused on the positive. Instead of explaining with lots of words what the kid did wrong, you should teach the little appropriate ways to behave and express their feelings in positive ways. And back to our original question, what do you do when you reach three? Well, there must be consequences and consistency. If your child knows there's a consequence, when you say there will be one, your words will have meaning. The second they see there aren't consequences, or sometimes there are, the counting no longer works. So if you don't want to deliver the consequences, don't count to three. I hope you found this helpful. Dad on.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.